This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Yeah, Valentine's Day can be a very scary day for a lot of people, and I'm going to scare some of you right now. In fact, this article scared me so much, it's changed how I'm going to do Valentine's Day.
Okay.
There is a study out that says, the survey says that about one out of five people are looking at today as make it or break it for their relationship. Mm. Oh. If their partner doesn't come through, they're gone.
Wow. Okay.
So my wife and I agreed to not do anything on Valentine's Day. Now I think I'm going to stop and get flowers on the way home.
It's easy enough. I mean, you know what? And I saw a guy, he was at the Dollar General store, boxed candy, and also they had flowers at the Dollar General store. So there's no excuse. You can just whip in there.
Well, there is an excuse because we agreed not to do it. But now I'm afraid that it could be like the beginning of a long, slow death to the relationship if you don't do any of these special days. And especially when you hear one out of five people is seriously considering that if they don't live up to their expectations this year, they're done.
I'm one of those people where if I get you something, I cannot wait until the actual holiday. I have to give it to you as soon as it's done.
I'm bad about that, too.
So yesterday I finished John's gift and I was like, do you want your Valentine's Day gift? And he looks at me, he goes, no, I thought we weren't doing anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So now he's
so
in the same.
Broken now.
Yeah, he's the same as me. He's like, oh, God, I got to go get something.
Yeah, you know he's scrambling right now.
Well, they say it's not quite as bad for married couples. For people who are in a relationship that isn't marriage, then it's even higher. Like one out of three of them are saying this is make it or break it time. That's terrifying, and that's what every man fears.
But what gets me is when couples do agree not to buy anything, why does one go off and do it anyway?
Because they start feeling guilty
or
they feel bad.
I mean, really, be honest and say, do you really want something?
Yeah.
If not, let's don't exchange gifts, and I'm not going to get anything. But if you get mad because I don't surprise you with something, then I'm going to have an issue with you. Be honest with me when I ask you, do you want something?
This is how women work.
Here's what you do, though. You say that. You're like, hey, we're not going to buy anything for each other, right? And then let's shake on it. And then if they shake on it, it's on them.
You got to spit in your hand first.
No, you got to make them pinky promise.
Your pinky promise. There you go.
You got to cut your fingers and mix the blood. And become, wait, that's blood brothers. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what made it really scary. Not only do you have that smaller number of people who say it's make it or break it, another one out of three said, while it's not make or break it, they see Valentine's Day as a much-needed boost for their relationship. There's a lot of pressure on at that point.
Yeah.
You got one out of five saying make it or break it, one out of three saying this is kind of important to our relationship.
I'll be honest, I think it's good to have these holidays, and we got to thank Hallmark, especially for a lot of guys out there, because that's when they actually try on Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas. If you didn't have any of these holidays, they'd never do anything. They'd forget.
If you remember.
What?
That is Valentine's Day.
I know,
Day.
But that's why people make a big deal about it. You see all the commercials. You see the billboards. You go in a store, and there's the Valentine's Day you know, what do you call it? Display right there in front of you. I'm like, how can you forget?
But that was put up 2 months ago.
Well, still.
Right after Christmas.
I guess you might forget.
You'd forget. You were like, why is it still up?
I'm going to throw a curveball at you. This is a shocker. Men were more likely to feel that their relationship needed a Valentine's Day boost, 1 out of 3, compared to 1 out of 4 women who thought that. So it's actually the men who are more likely to think this could be make it or break it. Which is
pressure,
totally backwards. Maybe they're thinking it from themselves. Like, if I don't get this right, I'm in trouble.
That's why I put a lot of pressure on you.
Right.
On themselves.
It's just easier to be single. Really, it really is.
Now, 2 out of 3 people are pretty relaxed about Valentine's Day. But those others, they're going through a lot of emotions there. And it's a big deal. And it's got me worried. So I'm getting some flowers on the way home today, if there's any left.
You just run by Graceland East.
That's what I was going to look.
Okay.
That's what I meant. If there's any left there at the graveyard.
You might want to look up a marriage counselor, too.
So what are people spending on Valentine's Day? Take a wild guess what you think they're spending.
The amount of money?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
I mean, what else would it have been?
Well, time, effort.
Yeah.
You can't measure that stuff easily. Come on.
What are you talking about? You can't measure time. I mean, there's a literal clock
effort.
On the wall.
What are the guys spending? What are the girls spending? What are they both spending? I was trying to get the
$200.
Thank you, Cato. The average American is spending $133 in person for a total good Valentine's package, whether that might include a hotel room or flowers or chocolates or wine.
Where are you staying for $133?
It's just average, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were just going to go to Culver's.
See,
I need to up my expectations.
That's why the average is 133. And they said that the Valentine's Days can be had a good Valentine's Day for under $100 a person. And even 1 out of 5 people said for under $50 a person. But, I mean, I guess it depends. You know, Hawk's, like, uppity about his hotel room.
Well, no. it's not a motel room. It's a hotel room.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you think about, I mean, dinner alone, even if you go to Culver's, is got to be $35 for two.
Well, yeah, because you got to get the milkshake thingy. You got to get the cheese curds.
Oh,
I mean, when you get done with all those sides.
I heard the chili's good, too.
It's excellent.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, here's your Valentine's Day. You got Valentine's Day chili.
Wait, what time are y'all going?
You want to pop? Come on.
Yeah, have chili on Valentine's Day. Watch that night be romantic.
Wow. 1 out of 3 people said a third wheel on their Valentine's Day is not a good thing.
Not true. I was my parents' third wheel literally up until I met John.
Wow. So they were ruining their Valentine's Day for years.
They didn't tell me that.
At the end of the night, they're like, honey, really, you got to get out of the room.
Especially if they ordered chili.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A lot of girls, you know, they are looking today at the office and they see those flowers come in at the person that's at the front's desk, and they see that huge bouquet, and they're like, oh, I hope those are for me. And then all of a sudden, there's another bouquet that just comes in, and it's smaller than the other one. You're like, oh, I hope those are not mine. They ask women to tell us something that your girlfriends or coworkers might have sometimes that makes you jealous. So envy will kill you. It's not really good to be envious. I know we have to fight that as human beings, but you got that bitter, you know, demeanor or sour personality or sour person. And
she's right beside you.
Just over here fuming thinking about it.
It really can drive you crazy, and it's not good for your mental health to have that envious attitude. But that's something that women look at, that they'll look at flowers on like specialty days like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and they'll be envious of someone else's flowers.
I appreciate you reminding me that I've never gotten any.
Okay.
Thank you.
No,
this is great. This is really good for my mental health.
No, we did find out you did get some from your grandmother. That was a peace lily.
She was the best.
Yeah.
That thing died quickly, though, unfortunately.
Your grandmother?
No,
she said unfortunately.
Huh? Yeah.
She said unfortunately.
Oh my goodness.
If she said fortunately, that would have been bad.
Oh my.
So women tell you something that.
I know one.
Okay.
Their diamond ring, engagement ring.
Engagement ring was also mentioned because you'll look at, and they always compare the engagement ring. They might be out with their girlfriends or their coworkers.
You know what, though? I actually read that some, not always, but sometimes the bigger the diamond, the shorter the marriage.
Really?
Look at J-Lo.
Well, she has like six to choose from. She. Okay, a better job was mentioned. Like, you know, Cindy always talks about her job. She makes all that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know another one.
Okay.
Husband.
Okay, a boyfriend or a spouse or a significant other. Like, you know, like, they're always jealous.
Like, he's so good to her. He bought her flowers on Valentine's
Day. My wife has that problem.
What do you mean?
I love the women being jealous of her.
What? I got
Nothing
you.
Nothing we feel bad
but
for.
But a lot of times the other girls that don't have a man, they get bitter about it. And that envy just grows, and it's not fun for you. And you're the only one carrying that around at that point.
Not if you tell everybody.
Okay, you
just call all your friends on Valentine's Day. I know you got plans tonight, but I got to tell you this.
I just bring them down.
Yeah, it always helps to unload.
Yeah, you got to vent.
Okay, any kind of clothes or accessories, like, you know, the diamonds, the jewelry, the boots, the purses, anything like that. They get a new purse, and it's like this nice purse. They bring it on girls' night out, and like, I wish I had. I mean, like, to your face, they're not going to say, oh, I wish I had one of those, too.
I feel like that one's very petty. I think, like, my wife and her friends, they would just be happy for the person.
Yeah.
Purses is extremely petty.
I don't think it's a jealousy thing. One of my girlfriends has a gorgeous Chanel bag. And I was looking online because I was like, I wonder how much those cost. And that was about the end of
mine.
I didn't say I was jealous of her. Yeah. She owns her own business. She's a boss girl. But it still was like, man, those things are expensive. So then I went back to my Walmart bag.
Okay.
Called it a day.
The see-through Walmart bag?
Yeah, the mesh.
Okay. But no, those plastic ones they gave her. Okay. Other things girls get envious about is hair. Like, I love your hair.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. A friend in the neighborhood, oh my gosh, she's got the prettiest hair I've ever seen. It's so thick and it always looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, it's the wind's blowing in it and it's like falling just perfectly. And she's walking outside.
Looking like Shrek over here.
Shrek don't have hair.
Does he not?
I don't think so. He's got some weird ears, though. I hope you're not envious of those little green ears he has.
He's got good hearing.
And then, of course, they say they're envious of skin. It's like, you know.
Go ahead. Who are you envious of? You've made every list on maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? It's nice to be included.
So you have good skin?
No.
Oh, okay.
So,
you'll see a lot of girls say, you know what? I wish I had, you know. Someone, like a girl, will complain about a blemish. I got this blemish today, and it's, I don't know, it just looks, oh, I wish I had your blemish. That looks so good.
Tori, you talk bad about yourself, but we've got like all our pictures up on the windows outside our studio.
Yeah.
They did this. They didn't even really tell us. They just all of a sudden our giant pictures are on the windows outside the window.
Yeah, we didn't get to pick what picture to put.
I know, they picked a crazy one for me. But Tori, you look hot in that picture.
Oh my!
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I feel like it's almost like we get to brag because we got a hot chick on our show.
Well, and out of all the pictures on,
you're welcome.
Out of all the pictures on the,
sorry, go ahead.
Out of all the pictures on the window, it's like I'm envious of yours because
it's got a good picture.
Yeah, because you got your hand on your hip, and I'm like, I wish I put my hand on my hip because that looks so casual and you.
Oh, I could have taught you. That just makes your arms look skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Now my picture's got chunky arms out there.
So. I'm going to go draw a mustache on mine. I could do it from in here, right?
I don't think so.
I don't even know which window's mine. Is it this one?
This is you, right behind me.
Okay.
Behind you.
Okay. Oh.
And talking about ego, too, it's like when you go and you see yourself on a billboard or you got your picture up on the building that you work at. That's just weird.
I know. And the fact is, I don't look like that anymore. I've gained 10 pounds and my hair is down to my shoulders.
You?
What?
You're talking about you gaining weight right now?
You have a reason to gain weight.
But girl, I wish I had your hair.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, if you have waited till the last minute like I did and decided maybe I need to do something for Valentine's Day after all, because some DJ on the radio was like, hey, for a lot of people, it's make it or break it for their relationship today, and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
So I've got a few things that you can do last minute and still pull something off for Valentine's Day.
All right.
Now, some of these are going to be obvious. You can still get a card. It's not going to be their first choice, but you can find something and at least go home with a card and write something nice in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we have the Hallmark guys to do that for us and girls.
Flowers are also a good thing for last minute. You can either go to the store. Even the grocery stores have flowers.
Yeah.
Or if you're in a big pinch, go to a graveyard. Just make sure you take any sympathy cards out before you use those.
And try to look for real flowers, because they'll use fake ones at the cemetery at times.
And I know it sounds horrible, but the person they gave them to is not going to know.
Tom.
I didn't say this is coming from an article.
But they're always faded because they've been out in the sun too long.
Yeah, not if they're real.
Well, get the fake ones. They used to be red. Now they're pink.
Who has real graveside flowers?
Lots of times people will come as they like come on a special day like Valentine's Day to leave flowers for that person.
Okay.
The mental image of you just sit behind a tree waiting for someone to drop off real flowers for their loved one, and you're like,
waiting for them to leave. You're like, oh man, when are they going to go?
You don't hang behind a tree that looks suspicious. You just kneel at one of the tombstones and then glance around.
And then give them a heart attack when you jump out.
No, you just look like you're praying. Yeah. Like you're sad.
Oh, you're visiting.
I'm with it. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I do a little crying and all. Yeah.
Sorry, this is my first time.
Right. Okay. You're not evil like they are.
Chocolates is another classic gift. It probably won't be the nicest box of their selection, but every drugstore has some chocolates right now. Now, here's something getting a little nicer. You could buy a spa package, or if you're getting something for your husband, maybe a golf package. Almost all these places have these experiences, and all you have to do is call, print off the receipt, and say, honey, I got you a free massage, and then she can book it whenever, but you've given her the present that night. That's a good one. It's a little pricey. Might cost you $100, but it's a great gift, and believe me, that's one that's appreciated.
Yeah, or a gift card to her favorite shop.
Okay, that's not...
She likes Ulta or whatever else.
That's not bad. I agree, but it's just not quite as romantic sounding as the spa treatment.
Pedicures and manicures.
Okay, well, that would be one of those treat yourself. I mean, I said a spa, so a spa would cover a lot of
things. Hairstylist?
Mm-hmm. A spa would cover that, too. What? I don't think you should give them here's a haircut.
Here's a 10% off coupon.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Here's a pair of scissors.
All right, here's
cut
another
your own.
Here's another one you can pay now and deal with later is concert tickets. You know,
it's easy. Yeah.
You can go online and something she's been wanting to see. Say, all right, just buy the tickets and go, guess what? Hold up your phone. Look what I got us.
Well, you can do that, or you can also print it off and put it in the little card for her.
Okay.
Print off the tickets.
Yeah. And that's it. Of course, if you want to go really big and you want to really impress them, I would think if you waited till the last minute, you don't. But they said jewelry. You can go to the jewelry store and get something. Doesn't have to be super expensive either.
Yeah, and there's plenty of those little bitty shops that have all the girly stuff in them.
Like Claire's?
Okay, I'm aiming places. Higher than Claire's.
Well, they got jewelry in there.
Well, I think at the front of Walmart, they got all those little machines. You just put change in, and you get a little ring.
They don't have those.
Some.
Do they still have those?
Okay. You get that cute little egg thing that it comes into.
I was thinking more like Julie's Jewels and Gifts. You get some Brighton or something that's nice but not going to bust your budget.
You can get you a ball.
You can go to Dave and Buster's and spend a little time at the arcade and win enough tickets to go ahead and pick anything out you want in here.
Now, Dave and Buster's might be good for a husband.
Yeah, until you think you really did something and you've got a ton of tickets, and they're like, no, you're from down here in the glass
case.
Yeah.
You get the plastic ring or the slime. Mm-hmm. That's all you get for that. And you're like, but what about the PlayStation? Like, you have to live here for 5 years before you can win a PlayStation.
That's a ripoff.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Valentine's Day is a day for flowers and chocolates, and 47% of Americans actually will buy themselves some chocolate for Valentine's Day.
That's a good idea, because at least you know the person you're getting it for will appreciate it.
Exactly. You know exactly what you want, too. Mm-hmm. It might be at the convenience store. You know, there's that Kit Kat bar, those M&Ms.
I mean, that's the only way you can get someone Sour Patch Kids and not have to worry about whether it was a good choice.
There you go. Well, apparently, we've been eating our chocolate wrong our whole lives.
Huh.
I've got four ways to make it taste even better, whether you buy it or you get it as a gift. So these are from the experts.
Oh, boy.
And then when I think about, because I think about the wine tasters. I'm like, I'm not a whiner kind of guy.
You're a whiner.
You are too. No. You wine all the time.
No, I'm a wiener. You're the whiner. With the wine tasting, you know, you got to sniff the cork and swish it around your mouth and all that stuff. And I guess they know better than most people if it tastes good.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No. You know what? The only person who knows what wines taste good is you.
Okay.
Because honestly, when you go out and you try expensive wines, some of them are horrible, and then you try some cheap wine that you like, that's the wine for you.
And that's true, because sometimes you will get that cheap wine and you'll be like, oh, it's not great, but for this price, I can deal.
Well, here are the chocolate experts, and they say this is the way we should be eating our chocolate.
Okay.
Stop chewing it so much. Mm-hmm. You'll taste it more if you press it up on the roof of your mouth and let it dissolve by sucking on it.
I ain't waiting that long. At some point, I'm going to start chewing.
But you don't enjoy it, Tom.
Yeah, like I do. I love it.
Sometimes, you know, you got that certain kind of candy that you just take your tongue and you stick it to the roof of your mouth and just let it sit there for a while.
It's like you do your cheese balls. You savor the flavor of your cheese balls. You suck on them. But I'm with you, especially if it's the last piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
If it's the last one, you're like, oh, my last one. So you'll put it in your mouth, just let it dissolve it completely.
All right, how about an M&M? Just let it.
Oh, yeah.
Just savor the flavor. You know, suck
savor
on it until you get the peanut.
You should be an ad agent.
Yep.
See, I like to try and crack off the candy coating.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then get to just the chocolate.
So that's one way we're eating our chocolate wrong. They also say stop eating it in huge chunks. Breaking it up to smaller pieces releases the aroma of the chocolate, so you taste it more, especially the good chocolate. And they say even rubbing it with your thumb also helps, but it sounds kind of messy that way.
Yeah, this is feeling like those people who like go to a restaurant that gives a 1 ounce filet with a bunch of sauce that's really pretty, and you're like, could I just have like a 9 ounce filet and you can give the pretty one to someone else?
Yeah, the people in this survey, they're the ones who correctly pronounce wine names, you know?
Like,
instead of just being like, give me the cab, they're like, the Cabernet Sauvignon or whatever. Well, like, just get the Cabernet.
How you do that with chocolate?
Chocolate.
Three Musketeers.
I'll have the 88% cocoa.
Almond Joy.
With cacao.
Cacao.
Call it.
They still make those.
That's pretty funny,
they
actually.
Do.
Sir, it's called the whatchamacallit.
Okay. Ways you've been eating your chocolate wrong. Smell it before you eat it. Oh. Just like wine, experts say you should smell your chocolate before you pop it into your mouth. It primes the taste buds, so you get more of the flavor.
Whatever. I'm like, how are you even going to do that with an M&M? It's got a candy coating.
All right, but there's some candies out there or chocolates that you want to just kind of sniff. It's a pleasant smell. You walk into a chocolate shop. They got one down in Simpsonville. And it's got all the different chocolates and the 1940s guy in the back there picking out your chocolates. You walk in there, smells so good.
Now, I've told you guys that one of my in-laws has family that lives in Tennessee next to an M&M Mars factory or plant.
Yeah.
The whole city smells good.
Oh, wow.
You just drive in and you're like, what makes it really awesome is about one city over is a paper plant. So you go from a stink, and all of a sudden you come to this town, and it's like Willy Wonka heaven. Yeah. And you're just sitting there, and I don't know how they live there without being huge, round, roly-poly fat people, because I would eat chocolate all day smelling that.
I wonder if you get tired of it after a while, though. You smell it 24-7.
I know, right? I don't know.
It's probably like the folks in Canton, when they did have the paper mill there, they just forgot the smell.
Yeah, you don't smell it.
Yeah, you don't smell it. All right, final thing that you do as far as eating your chocolate wrong, stop washing it down so fast. The taste of chocolate lasts a fairly long time. If you let it linger, you just keep getting that flavor without eating more, just let it linger in your mouth. Swish it around there, Let it just kind of stay there.
Yeah, but while chocolate tastes good, chocolate breath is horrible.
And I'm wondering if this was written by the Dentist Association, because this sounds like a recipe for cavities.
I think this one's a good one, though. I mean, you let that chocolate just kind of savor. I want to do it with my Thanksgiving dinner. I want to do it with just a regular dinner. I want to let my meatloaf just savor in there and just swoosh it around with maybe some green beans as well and some mashed potatoes.
Be sure to put onion in your meatloaf. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I hear you say let it savor and whatever, and I'm like, and it's crawling into the crevices in your tooth enamel.
It's okay. It's all right. I mean, you can brush after. Anytime I go to the movie, I want to sit there and put that M&M and let it last as long as it can. Same thing with Snickers bar. You don't want to just throw it down and not even, like my dog, like chews two bites and then swallows it. You don't enjoy the chocolate.
Right. All right, I'm going to tell you a secret that's not on your list, but you're worried about not enjoying the savoring it because you eat it too fast?
Yeah.
You can have another Snickers
that's
bar.
That's what I was thinking. Just keep eating it.
That's what I said when it's your last piece of chocolate.
Well, that's not what he said, though. He's like, I want to savor that M&M at the movie theater. They give you a bag of about 1,000 of them.
Can you imagine it takes you 4 to 6 business days to finish a bag of M&Ms?
Right.
I know, but I don't want to be like huge. I'm like, that's a lot of calories, too, if you have that much chocolate.
I mean, this wasn't about calories. This was about enjoying chocolate. I'd rather just eat 2 Snickers.
And if you've been in the movies with Hawk, you'd rather him savor that
that's
instead of
true.
Crunching because he'll crunch the whole time.
I ain't the only cruncher here.
I know. Honestly, I've not noticed him crunching because I can't hear it over mine.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray.
On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.